the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, and you're listening to Corporate Wars and We the People. This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Hello, patriots. Boy, that was a little bit of no fun right there at the very beginning, like none. We had this little strange stutter. There was no sound because I had the wrong board plugged in again. I'll tell you. I don't even know what to say. Just like, yeah, good. I'm over here editing away earlier, and I have another processor. It's another preamp system that's set up, and I'm going away, and I'm all over here all warmed up. I've got everything laid out, and it's going, and no sound. No sound. Huh. I wonder why. Might help if the operator remembered to plug it in. There you go. Okay, so I want to begin tonight. Well, actually, we need to begin with a prayer like we always do, and then we'll jump over. But I also want to say that for the first time in a little while, we're actually live streaming this program on YouTube as well, thank goodness, because I think I've got enough dialogue that it's safe, because we all know that over here on Podbean, we're all doing cool things like speaking the truth. And over on YouTube, if I say the truth, then Nazis that work at YouTube like to jump in there and suspend your account for a week. So we'll find a happy compromise tonight, I'm sure. All right, patriots, let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for these times we come together and also teaching us humility and temperance, especially when we fail to plug in the machines the right way. Lord, we're blessed to be here this evening and blessed to have all patriots here to learn, to share your love, to share this time with one another, and to above all walk in the light of Christ. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. I think God gets a little humor sometimes too. He probably loves watching me like run around. He's like, excellent. Look at him scramble. That was a good one. That's good. So I want to begin tonight with some call-outs. We're going to try to do this once a week. And these are people that are calling or referencing Bards FM, at least the ones that we're finding. So if we miss somebody, apologize, but we try to keep up on it. Bonfire Guy put out a great video. It's a documentary, about an hour and 30 minutes. So a little bit over that, actually. It's like an hour and 45 minutes, kind of as a summation of all the events that have led up to President Trump's successful re-election. Yes, I did say that. Even YouTube has to deal with that one. If you get to about 1 hour and 30 minutes, you might recognize a voice. I don't know who that would be. Like, maybe me. But anyway, it's a really well-done documentary. Big call out to him and a nice acknowledgement from him and a really nice piece of work. Dr. Richard, I'm going to get this last name wrong. If I do, I apologize. Dr. Richard Sweer, I believe it is. SGT Report, Sean, he rocks, and he's called out Bards FM. Surfing Santa has called out Bards FM.
Mike Adams, Health Ranger, continues to promote us, and I thank you very much. It's a great guy. Jeffrey Prather, I believe that's right. IET, our favorite IET, and he's been referencing Bards FM and We the Media. So if you know those channels, you want to share those channels around, let's give them some love. When you get over there, make sure they know that we're much appreciated. Over on this part of the range, wherever they are, we're all like wandering right now, trying to find each other. And that's okay. We'll all find our way back. It's the best thing is that patriots are all like figuring it all out, and we're all running around a little bit. But you know, when you, the one thing you can look at it like this is that when we consolidate, this is true in tactics, when you consolidate, you become more vulnerable. So distributing the Patriots across different domains and different networks is smart. Whether it may not be as convenient for you, but we have that little thing called bookmarks and favorites. And then you just click on the favorites and the bookmarks. And then it's the same thing, just like going to YouTube, except it's not YouTube. And it's, and it doesn't have all the nasty little nasties that YouTube does. You know, we know that great people like iPot were destroyed here on, over here on YouTube. So is X22 Report, absolutely nuked. So we've still survived so far. Hopefully we continue. The love that comes across over here with the YouTube folks is just oozes like a weeping sore. And we love them so much. But we love the Patriots over on YouTube. But we do encourage you to join us on Podbean. And, oh my goodness, check this out, Patriots. This is really cool. We are sitting here with 10 on Podbean. You don't know this on YouTube, but on Podbean we put up, there's hearts of, and I don't, they're just points for people. We, and it shows your, one of the, some of your top 10. And right now, all top 10 people on our inside monitor list here are 17s. That's pretty cool. I like that. Okay. So if you didn't hear, first of all, some other interesting news. Tonight, I believe, is actually the 11th night of darkness. Last night was the 10th night of darkness. But what's amazing is there's a storm rolling into D.C., and you won't believe the time. 6:56 p.m. today, it was supposed to roll in, a winter storm. 6:560, I wonder what number that is. It's pretty intriguing. And, love this, sunrise tomorrow in D.C. as it is at 7:17 a.m. You just can't make this stuff up. I'm serious. It's crazy. It's amazing. I'm going to begin with a quote from, before I jump into that, just a tidbit of business. Remember, on below these, below all the podcasts, there is a thing that says sign up for the email list. And the reason that's there is that we are in the process of getting as many emails as we can so that we can continue to keep everybody updated. Our newsletter begins this next week. Only one a week, so don't worry, we're not going to spam you. I had somebody write me going, dude, please, I'm getting like 50 emails a day from these different accounts. I'm like, not doing it. One email a week from Bards FM. And what we're going to be doing is we are going to be informing you on what's going on, okay? And part of that is because we are setting up our own server. It's being put together now, separate from all this other nonsense, highly secure. And we're setting up a very unique design on our platform. Besides the fact we're going to be hosting our own live streaming, our own chat, and we're going to have some cool hangout places for people to come over. Yes, it's freedom of speech over there, believe it or not. Isn't that something? Amazing. And we're going to have a merch store. We're going to have a news page. We're going to have all the podcasts inventoried so you can find those. We're going to have a learning page for all the neat stuff that we've put together for learning the Constitution and Declaration of Independence and so forth. And we've also, not that this matters a lot, but I like it because in order to ensure that we are not fighting this continued problem of people trying to deplatform and nuke good sites, the genius web developer on this is building this all thing, and it, as he explains it, like a portable system. So if for some reason a server goes down, he can literally like move the entire thing to another server in just literally like an hour or less. So it's really cool. So there's a lot of resiliency built in, and going to do that to give us a Bards FM base camp, and that's coming. So those are kind of some neat things to know and look forward to. And that's in the next, I'd say 4 weeks roughly, and we'll give you updates. But do get your email on that list if you don't mind. We'd love to keep in touch with you. I know that not everybody feels good about that. We don't give out emails, and we don't do any of that nonsense. This is just so that as patriots, we have a way of getting hold of you. And I'd like to see, like, I would truly like to see, like, about 180, 90, 200,000 people that are here leave YouTube and never come back. That would be awesome. It'd be like great Exodus. That would be the true Exodus, right? The digital Exodus. Pretty cool. So, but it's a good community, and so much respect for all the patriots out there, and thank you very much for continuing to come to this channel. And one last thing, and yes, patriots, you're going to have to put up with a minute of some music blast. You're just going to have to deal with it, a little bit of heavy metal. Why? Because on Podbean today, well, it actually is Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Are you ready for this? We broke 1.5 million downloads. I think we need some music. 1 minute of blast. Wow, that was good. The boards were fun. Over here on Podbean, it's like blew up. It's awesome. So, Patriots, that is just an awesome thing, and many thanks to every one of you for that. And we're in just on Apple. I was looking today. We're close to like over 50 countries, probably more. I have to go through and do the count again, but it's really amazing. It's growing crazily, and it's great, and it's spreading, and we just love this. What a great thing. Okay, so let's dig in because we've spent the first... We had our first little technical issue, and then we spent the first little bit here. It's 8:17. What a good time to start the show. I like that. So I want to start with reading a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, and it's pretty to the point, really. There is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism. The one absolutely certain way of bringing this nation to ruin, of preventing all possibility of its continuing to be a nation at all, would be to permit it to become a tangled and squabbling set of nationalities. There can be no divided allegiances here. Any man who says he is an American, but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that loyalty is to the American people. Patriots, there's a reason Teddy Roosevelt is on Mount Rushmore, and he is a true American in the fullest sense. And I completely agree with this statement. This is a time that there is so much attempt to divide us that if ever in a time that we have to be united, it is right now. A lot of people are shaking and buckling at the knees because they're looking at this visual kabuki theater that we're seeing over here and believing everything that they see. And it is time that people start to think reasonably and rationally about what's going on, okay? Watch and pay attention to details. We were literally insisted on, that was it literally insisted that we did that from the very beginning. And when people miss the details and they start to get swooned by the visual crazy show, you lose perspective on what's really going on. The greatest strength in Sun Tzu is to appear weak when in fact you are strong. And in this moment in time, there is an obvious event that happened on the 6th, and we all know what that event is, on the 3rd, and we all know what that event is, and we all know that the bank robbers ran out of the bank with all the bags of money. We know that. But there's somehow this logic that has gone in. That the bank robbers are now gone and forever. They're ever going to get away. And we've all, not all, but a bunch of people have given up and they're like, oh, it's all over. The first thing I want to remind you of is this. Against all odds, our president, 1 in 2016. He did so when everybody said it was impossible. He cleared the field when everybody said there was no chance he would get there. And he did so with a unity of the Patriot movement that was much less than it is today. Now, somehow between then and now, there has been this perception that he literally got up and walked out of office. And there are some big names that I'm openly not happy with that have tried to suggest that he threw up his hands and he walked out. And I'm just going to say it, and excuse me for saying it, but it's pure bullshit, okay? Our president doesn't quit, and he never quit on us. And that's as simple and as direct as it gets. So we have a president who is strong, he's unwavering, and he's 100% committed to we the people. What you're experiencing right now is quite literally a fight between two constitutions. One constitution is the Constitution of the United States of America, which is the corporate constitution for the corporation of the United States of America based in the District of Columbia, D.C. The other constitution is the Constitution of for the people, okay? And that for the people constitution is the one where we stand on, and so does our president. Now, how does this work when you look at it? Because it gets a bit confusing, and I understand that, but giving up on a man that has literally sacrificed everything in his life, his family, put everybody at risk, and simply saying he walked down and gave up, it does irritate me. It's just like, that's truly like summer patriot, fair weather patriot nonsense. And anybody that's doing that really has to check themselves and ask themselves why they got in this fight to begin with. Because if you really think that a cabal that's been around for about 10,000 years is going to go away real simply and just go, oh, hey, guess what? Yeah, you guys won fair and square. Thank you very much. We'll have a nice day. We'll see you. By the way, we're going to take all of our Luciferian ritual nonsense with us. We're going to all that stuff we've been doing and the, you know, blood sacrifices and, yeah, you know, that ugly stuff we've been doing too, like spaghetti, meatballs, peanut sauce, all that. Yeah, well, we'll stop. Promise, we'll be good now. Come on, people. Seriously, we are dealing with some serious, serious evil, like wicked evil. And they do not want anything to do with being just or kind or fair. Literally all assets deployed, period. So we have an opportunity here to either stand up or you have an opportunity to go cruising on down the road and you can go listen to all that nonsense about the executive, listen carefully, patriots, executive actions that are being signed. And you can start worrying about that a lot. And while you're at it, take a look at what that means. Okay? Now, here's the bottom line. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Listen to my words very, very carefully and don't have a total meltdown out here on the comments or the boards. Joe Biden won the presidency for the incorporation of the United States of America. Listen to those words. Okay? That should tell you everything because there's a little problem. And the problem is this. There is a corporation of the United States of America that is currently bankrupt. It has no money. Okay? And recently, in one of his actions, you'll notice that, oh my goodness, they stopped building the wall. He doesn't care about America. We're going to get invaded. No. No, 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 no. How do you build a wall when you don't have any money? You give it to the media to make them spin it, to make it seem like it's a big victory. But there is no victory. There is no victory there. That's simply called CYA because the corporation is bankrupt. Now, what we are witnessing right now is two webs, so to speak. There is a mass of people out here, we the people. We're unified, we're strong, we're 80 million plus strong. In fact, according to the news report from even, get this, NBC, they have to acknowledge that President Trump is stronger now that he's, quote, left office. And the more that he goes on, he's becoming stronger and stronger every day for not being in the public eye. That should tell everybody everything. Now, back to the board. You, in Sun Tzu, appear weak when in fact you are strong. Where we sit right now is a situation where the corporation of Washington, D.C., the corporation of the United States of America, which is run by a constitution that was put in place in the Act of 1871, which was illegally done behind closed doors and thanks to a loan from the Vatican that wanted to collateralize the people of the United States so that we could become enslaved, and with a simple word switch essentially turned us into corporate slaves under the header of an American constitution. And in so doing, everything began to shift. And I mean everything. This is not a small fight, and you have to understand the magnitude of what we're talking about. Now, I have a great new interview with Jim Pugh, who's going to talks in detail about this, and that will be out tomorrow. So I encourage you all to pop on over to Podbean, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify to listen to it, because if I drop it here, I almost guarantee you they're going to nuke the account. The deal is this. From 1871 to this current time, all the relationships of government and private became corporate. They were incorporated. So states were incorporated, cities were incorporated, counties were incorporated. And then you had agencies like the CDC that were incorporated, and you had businesses, obviously, that were incorporated. Now, why is that important? Because when you build a corporation and you are running in a constitution that is a corporate constitution, effectively like its charter, that means that the relationships between the corporation of the United States of America, which, by the way, has a territory range of about 10 square miles in D.C., that is all the bigger it is. It does not control only if we give it the control. It is not the United States of America. It is the corporation of the United States of America. And that corporation, with its board of directors, which we currently would refer to as the Senate and the House and a few other crones up there, made a selection of who they wanted to be CEO for their corporation. And that corporation selection was Joe Biden. That is how that happened. And so this corporation, which currently is bankrupt, has been building, has relationships to other corporations. So, for example, there are things like companies that get involved with vote tallies, for example, that build a relationship that is a contractual relationship that, in effect, makes it legal for what they did because it's one corporation to another corporation. When you have this sort of relationship between the corporation of America, Washington, D.C., and the corporation of a state or a county or a city, you're not working under a constitution. You're working under the corporate constitution, which is basically like corporate bylaws. And if you haven't figured out yet, when you are working for a corporation, you don't have the normal rights that were guaranteed us by our founding fathers. You are not sovereign, and you're not sovereign. Okay, and nor is your state sovereign. Your relationship to your state, to your county, to your city, if it's incorporated, means you have basically no rights. The only rights that you have are what they give to you. So what you're witnessing right now is a moment where we all have to make a very significant choice. And it's a difficult one. And it's going to require vigilance, and it's going to require literally holding the line. When you have an executive action that is signed, and then you have the CDC, for example, dictating policy to the Transportation Department on certain things like face diapers, Patriots, you have to ask yourself how that's even possible, because the CDC is a private corporation. How is it that the private corporation is dictating to a public, supposedly public entity? Doesn't make any sense if you think it through. And the reason it's happening is because the CDC is dictating policy to another corporation which is the Corporation of the United States of America, with one of its sub-departments. And it's one of its sub-departments happens to be the Transportation Agency. This is what you're witnessing right now. You are witnessing the exposure of all of this corporate network. Pay attention to what exactly is happening at... Listen to me carefully, Patriots. Listen to me. Pay attention to what's happening in that big room with a secretary desk where a lot of things are getting signed, and there's a lot of echo in that room, and there's strange flags in the back, and there's strange curtains, and there's a lot of echo in that room. It's kind of weird. I'm just saying. It's kind of strange. Not sure why that's happening. Why aren't you in the Oval Office? Always in a different room. It's kind of strange. Almost like, you know, if I was just kind of thinking out loud, I'd be like, wait a minute. That almost looks like a set. Did they change scenes and forgot to bring in the sound crew? Get the sound deadening going on? What's going on? You see, it's literally quite the show. And the show that you're watching is revealing everything. When a bank robber steals at a bank and they go racing out the door with the money, how many times have you known that their case has been dropped and they've just been let go? There is a great illusion that has been perpetuated by our media. And the great illusion is that things are so horrifically corrupt, that the institutions are so horrifically bad. And by the way, our president and his team have done a wonderful job of fanning this belief right along down that path. Like, yeah, sure, you just keep believing that stuff. That there has become an accepted concept that it's all over. It's so rancidly corrupt, there's absolutely no hope, no one's ever going to come. And President Trump just said, yeah, okay, it's over. I'm out of here. I'll see you sometime down the road, Patriots. I'll be back. When at some point, and a whole bunch of people went, he gave up. He gave up. I got betrayed. Gee, many crickets. The man puts his life on the line literally for 4 years, puts his family's life on the line literally for 4 years. He can't walk out of that place without being under a threat of life and death for the rest of his life. And what? Suddenly he's going to be like, yep, throwing it in, going to grab a fishing pole, going to go down, hang in the sun a little bit, do a few swings of golf, call it a day, have a Mai Tai, good to go. Come on. This is nuts. Right now we're in a very fluid environment, would be the right term, and that's a military term. Many things are changing. There's a lot of dynamics going on. And it's not intended that we know all the details. Because if we know the details, they're not going to be able to run the operation they need to run. And I know there's a whole bunch of people out here, and I'm dealing with them almost every day. They're like, yeah, dude, right. Okay, sure, whatever. I want to see it. You have to have some faith. And you have to ask that simple question. Why would a man who fought so hard, who worked for no money, who literally no money, who put up with an absolute assault on his family for 4 years, who was now under the target list for the most ruthless people in the world, truly, who have already tried to remove him, destroy his reputation, everything. Why would he suddenly just say, I'm done, whatever. I mean, what, is he like giving up and they're going to roll over? Because that's not going to happen. Deutsche Bank closes his accounts. Do you think his money was in there? Or do you think maybe he moved his money before and that they were closing his accounts because they're panicking that something big is coming? Corporate America is literally panicking right now. They're panicking because they're realizing they don't have the control. And the more that we understand this principle, the more control we literally have. Social media is collapsing, Patriots. I've said this other times in other places. When they kick us off these platforms, they're doing so because it's a panic. And I'm saying this is a great opportunity. They're literally pushing us off these platforms. And what are we doing? We're not rolling over and crying because that's what they're expecting. They're expecting that we're going to roll over and go, oh, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. We give up. We'll comply to whatever you want. We promise we won't say those naughty words. And we will absolutely agree with all of the garbage that you pump into our head. That time is over. And they can't figure out what to do. And every time that they hit us and we go, okay, sure. Like, okay, sure. You want to drop my account for a week? How's this? I'll set up a server over here. I'll create a place where patriots can come and hang out. If there's 10 people, if there's 10 million people, I'm going to be ready. And we're all going to have a great place to hang out and share ideas freely. And there's going to be, oh, wait a minute. There's like 10 more of these cropping up. How about that? How about if we just distribute all of our thought across different domains and different server sets that you can't control? And then what are you going to do about that now? The thing is, what happens is we get stronger. Change your optic. I've heard people say like, oh, I don't know what to do. Patriots are breaking up. No, we're not breaking up. We're doing exactly what you do in an unconventional warfare fight. We're instead of being consolidated in one spot, once the enemies come at us, we're like, great, we're going to repivot. We're going to reset up different base camps, and we're going to work around, you know, 10, 20, 30 different base camps, maybe 100. And it's called bookmark, because that's all we have to do to bookmark something and fly over to one site and another site and all connect with one another. And we'll find each other there. And then patriots can start saying, hey, you know what? Tonight I'm going to be over on this site. And tonight I'm going to be over on this site. Maybe I'm going to cruise over to Foxhole tonight. And I'll cruise over to Bard's FM another night. I'll cruise over to X22 another night. I'm going to jump onto Gab and see iPod tonight. You see? They can't control this. And they've given us the greatest gift. It's not a threat. They're so lame. They really are. And at the same time, I was really happy to see, truly happy to see our president over there the other day in a short video when somebody caught him on the golf course and he was golfing. He deserves a little break. Here's my personal theory. I really believe this. I think we got to a point that it was very evident that there was zero avenues to success with that nonsense that was going on from November 3rd all the way to January 6th. There was zero avenues because at the end of the day, it didn't matter what they did. Those dirtbags up there were going to do their corporate thing because it was a corporate entity that was doing this, not a we the people for the United States of America. And this corporate entity had already decided who they wanted in the chair, even though right now he's sitting in a little chair and he keeps sitting in front of a little tiny secretary desk. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck that is. Where did they get that thing? Like a garage sale? I mean, there's hardly enough room for him to put his executive actions, pay attention to those words, executive actions there and sign them. And it's almost like his elbow's going to fall off, his pen's going to fall off, and he's always got somebody standing there very tentatively behind him. And then there's this Chinese guy. We're trying to figure out, Oriental guy. We're trying to figure out what that is because the Oriental guy was seen with President Trump. And then we've got the Oriental guy being seen with Biden. I don't even know what that is. It's kind of weird. At first, everybody was like, conspiracy theory. He's an assassin. He's an assassin. He's come from China. He's an assassin. It's like, no, I don't think so. I think he's probably like, I was there honoring our President Trump, and now I've got to go tend to somebody with dementia. I got to make sure this guy doesn't like do something really crazy. So I'll just kind of keep him in line, and then if we have to, we can quickly wheel him into a home. Maybe send him over to Walter Reed on a special floor. Something like that. Okay, patriots, this is the greatest time ever. And when we get down and we start to give up and all this, it's exactly what they want. You're playing into their hands, so don't. War sucks. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, in many ways, it sucks. And even, I have a good friend. He's a great infantry fighter, and I mentioned him before. Matter of fact, he's been on the show. He was on the show late on the election eve. Chuck Prodnick, good friend from Canada. And I'm going to be honest, he's a hard infantry guy. He doesn't deal a lot with theory. And he's like, got to fight. Even he's going, this is wild what's going on down there. He's like, you guys are in the weirdest thing ever. We've never seen anything like it. Instead of doom and gloom, everybody's kind of looking like something's not right. Of course, it's not right. We know what's going on. It's the corporation of America that's trying to give directives to the other corporations of America. And of course, that's what we're seeing. And of course, there's this other thing going down here in Mar-a-Lago, which we can't see because you're not intended to see it. But if you think for a minute, all he's doing down there is like throwing his feet up on a desk. I doubt it. Matter of fact, I know it's not what's happening. But here is the one thing I hope happened and what I believe probably did happen. When they realized there was no avenues to success, the military component of this, which is there, it's obvious it's there, probably, and what I believe, something like this, it's like, Mr. President, it's our turn now. Why don't you go take a few weeks, a month, so we'll figure out where we're going next. You know where this is going, but you need to play some golf and you need to recuperate because we've got a long road ahead of us. So take a little time. Enjoy a few rounds. Spend some time with your granddaughter. Spend a little time with your family. And I truly hope that's what he's doing, because I know this man, people seem to forget something. It's not that President Trump is a billionaire. Okay, yes, he is. But it's the fact that he had bankruptcy 2 times and is still a billionaire. Think about that for a minute. Not once, twice. And he knows those rules so in and out that from the very beginning, he used the rules of bankruptcy to destroy those that were trying to destroy him. He's that good. He's also so damn good that they've never been able to figure him out. He understands what he's doing. And it's our turn to hold the line, to push the word, to have faith, and to get people perked back up. That epic moment on the last night of the last rally when he steps off the podium, he said, you know, he's wished everybody well. The crowd's going crazy. And he looks at his team and he has this incredible, confident smile. I have no doubt they knew what was coming. I have no doubt about it. But he understood something else that had just been accomplished that we're still trying to figure out. And it's about doggone time we do. And that is that the power of the American spirit, the power of patriotism, the power of love of country, the power of In God We Trust was finally alive again. And that because of that, that no matter what was coming, no matter what they threw, no matter how many assets they threw at us, there was no way they would ever expunge the fight for liberty again. He could have walked out right then, literally, jumped on a plane and said, see you in 10 years, and we still would win. And that's what we have to get through our head. The fight for corporate America it's difficult because it's laced in everywhere. It's laced in our jobs. It's laced in the places we shop. What's the difference between this and what was happening in the colonial days? The answer is nothing. You had the Hudson Bay Company running all the companies in the colonial period. The British were telling people that they had to buy British goods. And anything manufactured in the States had to go to England. And then it was rerouted and sent back to the colonies. They were forbidden from manufacturing most of the things that they needed to live on. There was no manufacturing infrastructure. And to violate those laws meant you were potentially committing treason, which is a little more severe than, like, we're going to give you a ticket for not wearing a face diaper. No, it's kind of like we're going to hang you sort of stuff. And yet they fought back. In fact, one of the stories I did the other night, it was 95 women who organized one of the first major boycotts. And you know how effective the boycotts were? And this is something people really need to understand, because I think too often we think of a 100% solution. It's not. Patriots, you're fighting this corporate entity. They're all talking to one another. So a contract between Washington, D.C. corporation, and they dictate something that comes from the CDC, which is the CDC corporation, and then you have some retard sitting up in a board of directors at Verizon that are going to try to tell you that, well, you have to do this because the CDC said, and because it comes from Washington. There's no legislation in that process. That's just one corporation to another corporation to another corporation. And they're all trying to extol their corporate power. That's when we say, yeah, no thanks. Bugger off. That's what we do. And when you start to defy like that, that's when you gain strength again. It takes a spine to do it. But cowing down to this, like, oh my goodness, it's all over. Man, I've heard that so much, and I'm just like, let's stop. Like, seriously, buck up. You're an American. You're a patriot. Get some strength in you. Dang. I mean, I don't want to be looked at around the world like, oh, I don't know what to do. Be a lion. That's what our president is. He's a lion. He stood there for 4 years. Mr. Polite all the time. Always professional. Always punching the media in the face with truth. Not with disparaging comments, but with truth. Always fighting for us. Fighting for us. Never quitting. Ever. I think we've got about 80 million people that owe him something, and that's like, let's roar. Seriously. So we have all the same issues today as we did at the beginning of the country, because this is truly the second American Revolution. It's actually the continuation of the first. Same challenges. Limited manufacturing infrastructure, restrictions because a corporate entity, then the Hudson Bay, now all these little sub-companies are trying to tell you what to do, what you have to buy. So just defy, patriots. Connect locally. Start buying local. Start working. Do with less. And innovate. Those are your two key tools right there to fight back. Don't play the game. You've got to get back into being what it is to be sovereign again. We can't live in a world where we're always turning to a corporation or turning to our government and going, okay, what do I do now? Tell me, I'm waiting. Excuse me. Do you mind if I shift the face diaper so I can pick my nose? I mean, come on. This is about how a good chunk of our population is. Be smart. Be innovative. Be American. Adapt. We didn't kick the snot out of the Nazis because we sat down and were worried about what they were going to say. We innovated. We overcame some of their superior firepower. In the end, we devastated them. Like, a lot. Sorry, this is kind of bad, but they didn't stop rebuilding Dresden until I was there when they finished, actually. It was in 2003. I was like, wow. That was some serious damage. That took you some time. Seriously, I'm not kidding about that. It was 2003 when they announced it. The reconstruction for World War II has finally ended. And I'm like, holy cow, we really did torch this place, didn't we? Oh, don't piss off American patriots. We have a way of bringing it down. I mean, in a big way. And we do not like playing around. So patriots, come on. This is like a time to buck up. Be powerful. Be in the spirit of what built this country. It's not time to be running down rabbit holes. It's not time to be worrying about whether the earth is flat, the earth is round, Antarctica's there. You can table that for another time. We've got a singular mission right now. Get people back to the Constitution, understand what it says. Get people back to the Declaration of Independence, understand what it says. Go through the Federalist Paper, understand what those 85 documents, 85 Federalist Papers were telling us about how the Constitution is supposed to work. Learn what sovereignty means. Learn what it is. Study. Understand that we are so controlled that we have even forgot how to live sovereign. We have to reclaim that sovereignty, and that begins with today. That begins with saying, okay, done. I'm living as who I am, as an American citizen who is given sovereignty under this Constitution. That means I'm not listening to tyrants. I'm not listening to these corporate idiots that are going to try to tell me what to do. And I sure as heck am not going to take anything out of that corporation that calls itself the United States of America that's owned by the Vatican Bank. And if they come up here and they're like, whoa, you can't say that. Fine, get off the platform, move somewhere else. Adapt. Bring the fight to them from another defensive position. If a soldier sits there and they're getting hammered with mortars and they keep staying, they're getting hammered with mortars pretty soon. They don't have anything to say if they're like, well, we lost a lot of guys, but did you shift fire? Did you shift positions? No, we just stayed in the same place. How long did you endure? Well, it was like 2 years. We just kept bombing the heck out of us, kept dropping mortars on our compound. We lost a whole bunch of guys. It's like, uh-huh. What about flanking moves? What about counterattacks? What about mobility? Shoot, move, communicate. That's literally where we are, but it's in a digital space. And the one thing the American patriot never, ever does is it never gives in and never bows to these evil tyrants. And if you think for a second that President Donald J. Trump bowed out of this fight, that's the biggest con job in the world that people are buying. And it's given him the greatest strength ever, because by stepping off the battlefield and sitting quiet, it is even the media is admitting, the mainstream media, those dirtbags that trounced him and tried to backstab him 1,000 different times and 1,000 different ways, even they are admitting that at this moment in time, he is more powerful, more influential than he was when he's sitting in office or in that office. So ask yourself a question. If you were going to take this country back and you had to make a decision between sitting in a house that everybody looks at and goes, oh my goodness, they control me, or pivoting to another location, and in that process, you could gain more power, more control, and more dominance over the fight, would you do it to save the country and save this nation? Because I sure would. I absolutely would. Don't be fooled by this corporate game. They're all in it together. Every damn one of them. And every one of them wants to get in your head and convince you that you've lost. They want to tell you that the Great Reset's on its way. There's no controlling it. You're all going to be, that's it. No. Only if we choose. And that's it. So don't choose. Choose not to be part of what they do. It's that simple. Stand up and remember the three pillars that I've been pushing, and they're important. There's three pillars of taking this country back that literally, if everybody does it, it happens today, now. And this kabuki theater ends and this ridiculous clown show goes away, though they're going to be noisy going out the door. And here they are. Pillar one, prayer. We pray like we've never prayed before. We pray for unity. We pray for healing. We pray for the strength of this nation. And we humble ourselves before God, because those words, "in God we trust," need to come back to this nation. We cannot have a nation that does not have God at its core and at the center of everything we do. Next is truth. We walk the line of truth. We have to get past and get over this idea of accepting things like corruption. One of the greatest myths we've lived under is, oh, politicians are all corrupt. That has to go. We absolutely cannot accept a country, a place of living, a way of living, if we are not going to accept that truth is our path. When we accept the truth is something we can negotiate, something that can be modified, something that we can get away with, a little gray edges here or there, like, it's not quite truth, but it's okay. The minute we start doing that, we're literally stepping away from our faith. We're stepping away from the walk with the Spirit, the walk with God. That is probably one of the worst possible things we could do, because if we're going to walk in faith, as we must, and we're going to walk with God, then we have to accept the condition that we're walking in a place of truth. And the third element is defiance. And it is reinforced by the actions of Christ himself. Defiance are things, he went into the Pharisees, into the temple, and he called them out. That's defiance. And it's also calling out what the lies were. He was standing with truth. He also flipped tables. And it's a point that to make there is that he understood the crimes that were happening. And there was a point that you have to take a bold stand, and he did. Defiance. And defiance, don't confuse the word defiance and violence, because they're not the same. Defiance is standing for what is right and not accepting tyranny, simply saying no. Because the only way this country gets back is if we stand boldly and not accept what tyrants are trying to force down our throats. We've given them way too much latitude, and the minute you give a tyrant an inch, they take 16 miles. Can't have it. And they've learned, at least they believe, that they can do it thanks to all the events this last year, because so many people just went, oh, it's over, on many levels, whether it was the November 3rd event or whether it was the event that happened all through the spring in this last year and required us to put on these face diaper things. So patriots, this is a time to be bold. It's a time to stand up. It's time to rally people. It's a time to get out. And absolutely, this is long from over. This fight for liberty was never easy and never will be easy and never will get easy. And it will require a vigilance every single day. But the stronger that we stand together, the faster this clown show leaves our life and we get back to rebuilding this nation based on the original Constitution, the organic Constitution that was intended, where we the people have a government for us, not of us. And by a government for us, they are accountable to us and ultimately accountable to God. Be strong and have faith. We are winning. The difference is they don't want you to believe it, and we have to believe it. Once you accept we're winning, this thing gets a whole lot more fun. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we sit here together. We exchange ideas and thoughts, and most importantly, we put our trust in you. Lord, we ask that you'll guide us with strength and clarity in these coming days and these coming weeks, to allow us to see clearly through this maze of lies and deception, to not be deceived, to not be pushed off the path, to hold the line of love of spirit and love of you along with the line of truth. Let us not waver. And as we hold that line, Lord, we will be able to see more clearly the deception of all that is around us and those that seek to suppress us with their acts of defiance in the Constitution and their defiance of you. Let us remember the words of Isaiah 6:8. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." Send me, Lord, send us. We are here, and we are ready. It is our time. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Light the fires, patriots. If you haven't seen that, it's a great scene in Lord of the Rings. I love that last scene. One of the little hobbits. He crawls up and he finally lights the fire on top of the mountain to send the signal. And I mean, literally like across the whole line of mountains, all the fires light up. And what happens? Whew, here comes the cavalry. Light the fires. Light the fires. So I'll leave you with this. Speaking of fires, a little bit off topic, but it gives you the idea. So I was in Kabul for a while, and I was at this is where I was working with one of the special operations teams, and we had it was a great, great Sergeant Major, and Sergeant Major Durfee. I loved him, and so we were going to have this get together, just to everybody get together and have a bonfire. Well, there was some technical issues, and he decided that heck with the technical issues, they were his soldiers. Soldiers needed a fire, needed to get together, and we're going to make it happen regardless of the rules. So I had an unbelievably easy way of getting around Afghanistan. I could just move around anywhere I wanted. So he asked me, he said, can you get some wood? I said, sure. So I jumped in the rig with my interpreter, and we drove over to the other side of Kabul, and we bought a whole bunch of wood. And this is like really like hard, hard wood, right? And dense wood, it burns hot. So we bring it back, and I've got enough easily for, you know, a nice fire and probably a couple nights. And it's a 4Runner. So we've got the whole back of the 4Runner loaded with wood. And I said, "Where do you want it?" He says, "Pile it all right there." I'm like, "Okay." So we start unloading it, and they sprinkle it with a little bit of gas. Well, later that night, now there's what they call HESCO walls around the base. And they're these big, heavy, sand-filled walls is the easiest way to say it. And it was probably, I'm going to say, 16 feet high, roughly. Okay. Well, we lit our fire, all right. Holy cow. On the other side of it was a long ways away. It was like 2 miles away in town. We get a call, and they're like, "What's going on over there?" And they could see the fire burning. We actually had a fire. It was like 20 feet in the air. So, patriots, defy and light the fires. Let them all freak out. Let them know we're here. Shake the world. We're not going away. we're just getting warmed up. And this journey is going to be a blast because in the end, yeah, we're taking America back, all right. Our way, liberty's way. Head up, patriots. Eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Lean into the fight. Above all, pray. Know that God's with you and that God will always deliver. I'll see you tonight, hopefully, at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. If not, until the next time, God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
That has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in, we become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand, we live by the words, in God we trust, we fear nothing, we are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.